last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 13th para was recited, continuing with Surah Yusuf. So in the incident before this, we had mentioned that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, to save himself from guna and sin, he was prepared to go to jail also, and so he does not fall into haram. He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, jail is more beloved to me than all of this evil what they are calling me towards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua, and eventually Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was put in jail. When Yusuf alayhi salam is in jail, some people come to him and they ask him for some interpretation of a dream. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the first thing he does is give these people da'wah towards Islam and towards Iman. So the lesson we learn from here is, whatever condition a believer is, whichever place he is also, he must use it as an opportunity to call people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salam is locked up in jail. Somebody comes to ask him for help. But still Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the first thing is he gives them da'wah towards Iman and Islam. This must be the jazba within ourselves. Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he took help to try to get assistance from one person. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. But Shaitan made him forget at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to speak the name of Allah, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person asks somebody for help and assistance, and there's nothing wrong with this here. But because of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's elevated status, it was not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a great Nabi of Allah, and he must ask a human being, that he's supposed to have only put his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we very far away from this. But because of this, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Islam had to stay in jail for a couple of extra years. Allah ta'ala made that person forgot the need which Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had asked him. From here we learn that whenever we have anything in life, Allah give us tawfiq, that we always turn our attention first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever problem, whatever difficulty, anything comes in our life, two rakats of salat, at least make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istikhara, Allahumma khirli wa akhtarli, Allah choose the best for me, what decision I'm going to make. So our connection must be built up with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. Anyhow, because of this, Yusuf alayhi salam stayed in the prison for a couple of extra years, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made an amazing system where the king of the time had a dream, and because of this he was forced to ask Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam for help. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam explains to him the interpretation of the dream. The king is surprised and he wants to take Yusuf alayhi salam and honor Yusuf alayhi salam speak to him. But Yusuf alayhi salam refuses to come out of jail until he is cleared. He's completely innocent of the charges which were laid against him, that he had committed zina, or he tried to fornicate with the minister's wife. So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam makes sure his name is cleared completely first before Yusuf alayhi salam comes out. From here the ulama say that especially people who are in the public eye, if people have got some objections against them and it's completely unfounded, a person must clear it. اِتَّقُوا مَوَادِعَتُهُمْ. Firstly, a person must stay away from such places where people can even put tuhamat upon him. They can put accusation against him. And if something had to happen, immediately a person must clarify his name. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking out with one of his wives at night, and two other sahaba came. So immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This is my wife." So he said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, how can we ever have bad thoughts about you? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, inna shaitana yajri min al-insani majrad dam. Shaitan flows in the blood of through human beings, like how your blood flows. Shaitan will put doubts in your people's hearts, then your people will have bad thoughts about the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why I'm clarifying it, so you people have got no doubts." So especially when it comes to women, for example, the person has to be very, very careful. Here also the ulama say, like Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was with Zulaykha. He was a slave, he was permissible. But they say, see, when a man and a woman are together alone, what evil it can lead a person towards, not him, but from her side, that she wanted to commit evil with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So a person has to be very careful, stay away from such environments also, where a person can get involved, and where a person can put an accusation against a person. A person's whole life becomes very bitter after that day, when people, especially with regards to this, that a person has done haram. So a person has to be very careful about these things. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam anyhow is taken out of jail, and Yusuf alayhi salam says, "Wama ubarri wa nafsi, I do not regard myself as free from fault, and I am a pure person. Inna nafsa la ammaratum bisu." Nafs is always calling a person towards evil, encouraging a person very strongly towards evil, unless the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the person. So we always need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect and save us, and we have to ourselves make effort also, and we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help and assistance. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after being thrown in a well and after being thrown in jail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a very high position, and Allah ta'ala makes him the person in charge of the treasures of the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is the way, this is our system, وَلَا نُزِعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Whoever has got taqwa within himself, trustworthiness, chastity, Allah loves these qualities. And Allah says, we will never destroy the reward of those people. What we've got in the akhirat and the yaati is far, far greater for the people of iman and taqwa. But even in this world, how Allah blesses a person. He might have to go through some examinations in his life. Allah Ta'ala tests him. But once he passes his examinations and he comes out, what and what Allah Ta'ala blesses a person with. So a person must remain steadfast, have the quality of sabr within himself. Anyhow, the day after Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers, their drought takes place. They are forced to come to Yusuf alayhi salam in Misr, in Egypt. They do not know it is him. Anyhow, they go to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and they ask him for help and assistance. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam assists them, and through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they eventually bring his brother. Yusuf alayhi salam makes a plan to keep the brother there. Again, this was an examination for Yaqub, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. And every time Yaqub alayhi salam passed with flying colors, because he said, Innama ashku basi wa huzni ila Allah. I only complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My full attention is only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I know many things which you people do not know. So anyhow, this is the quality a person must have. What and what difficulties, examination, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. His one son Yusuf alayhi salam was taken away. Then his second son Binyamin. And then also a third son of his also goes away. He refuses to come back. So anyhow, Yaqub alayhi salam eventually tells them, go and look for your brothers again. And Allah ta'ala opened up. Maybe now they will find Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam eventually, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he explains to his brothers, I am Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah has favored me. And innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir. A person has got the quality of taqwa and sabr. Ulama say that this is the crux of the story. Taqwa and sabr. That a person stays away from haram and he's got the quality of sabr. He's patient. Whatever trials and difficulties come in his life, he is steadfast at that time. If Allah la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin, Allah will never ever destroy the reward of those people. The reward of those people who've got these qualities. Anyhow, when his brothers come, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam forgives them and he says, La tathriba alaykum al-yawm, alaykum al-yawm. There is no blame upon you people today. Yaghfirullahu lakum, may Allah ta'ala forgive you people. After so many years, what an oppression they had done. But how Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam forgave his brothers. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq also the quality to come within a person, today with small, small things. We are fighting and arguing. We don't want to see anybody else after that day. And a little bit of money or whatever, brothers and sisters are breaking up and they so much fighting taking place. But if one person learns to give up and forego his rights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will really bless a person in this dunya also. If you look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when his brothers came back now, they all came to him. And he came with his parents and they started living in Egypt. So Yusuf alayhi salam said, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ. Allah had made great ihsan upon me. Allah Ta'ala took me out of jail. Allah Ta'ala brought you people from the desert, from the where you were in the villages. After مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِ إِخْوَتِي. After Shaitan caused friction between me and my brothers. Shaitan was the one who caused, it. The ulama said that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, after 40 years or whatever, he never brought up any stories of the past, the oppression which took place. He said, oh Allah made ihsan upon me. He's thinking of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not the difficulties which he went through. And what favors Allah gave me, he took me out of jail. Allah ta'ala brought you people from that place. And after Shaitan, he was the one who caused friction amongst us. That was a small thing. But the main thing is Allah's ihsan and favor upon us. So they say a person always in life must look at the positives, learn to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to overlook and forget the past, whatever somebody has done wrong to you. But a person must look towards the future and look at Allah ta'ala's favors and ihsan upon a person. When a person dwells on the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he thinks about these things, then a person inshallah, he will have the quality of shukr within himself, he will have a very happy life. If a person is living in the past and always complaining about the past and things which happened in the past, then a person will live a very better life. Throughout his life, he'll live a very better life. So we should always look at the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah granted him all of these things, Yusuf alayhi salam didn't forget the object of his life. And he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحَقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. That Allah ta'ala, the main object of our life is to die as a Muslim. Allah, give me death as a Muslim and join me always with the righteous and the pious people in akhirat also and in this worldly life also. So this must also be our dua. Always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for leaving this world with iman and Islam. And Allah ta'ala must always keep us connected with the pious and the righteous people. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam actually make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa al-hikmi bi salihin. Yusuf alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam's dua comes in the Quran Sharif. And another Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all ask that Allah ta'ala keep us always in the company of the righteous and pious, by means of this day, inshallah, a person's mort very easily comes in Iman in Islam, personally leaves this world in a good way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and besides this, this is a sign of Nabuwat, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this whole incident, with what clarity, how perfectly. And there are many other signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and the earth. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمَنَا مُعْرِضُونَ. People walk past them, and they are completely unmindful, and they turn away from these people. Then he says, Allah ta'ala says, tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is my path. I call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala basiratin, with complete yaqeen and conviction. I and those people who follow me with complete insight, understanding, knowledge. I call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who follow me also to the same thing. So this also must be the qualities of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Al-Ra'd, and in Surah Al-Ra'd, ulama see the subject matter of this surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are certain people who are, despite Allah ta'ala's clear signs in the world, they are mu'ani, they are stubborn, they are not prepared to accept the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is the Quran Sharif which Allah ta'ala has given. And this is the demand of Allah Ta'ala's Rabubiyat. Allah is our Rabb, Creator, Sustainer. So how Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala looks after us physically, so it is the demand of Allah Ta'ala's Rabubiyat, that Allah Ta'ala will also look after us spiritually. So for Allah Ta'ala to send down the Kitab, Allah Ta'ala says, تِلْكَ آيَاتُ الْكِتَابِ وَالَّذِي أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ الْحَقِّ, that which has come to you from your Rabb, from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, but unfortunately most people don't have iman in it. The physical things they believe, and what clear signs Allah has made in the world. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has raised the heavens without any pillars, without any structures. And then Allah Ta'ala has made the sun and the moon moving in a perfect system. So a person can see the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you see there is some system in life, some system, precision, organization, you have to realize that behind it there must be somebody who is doing this here. It can't happen by chance, it happens. So wherever there is some system, you know there is a very intelligent being behind it. So the system of the sun and the moon which is moving so perfectly, this is the qudrat and sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence. Allah is the one who has spread out the earth. Allah has made rivers, mountains there. Allah has made rivers there. Allah has given it wonderful fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made different pieces of land, and all of them have given, they give different things. The same water which is coming down, yusqa bima'i wahid, one water that comes down, the sand is brown, and the air is the same. But from that one ground, Allah ta'ala takes out different things, different fruits, different colors, different tastes. This is a clear signs, la'ayatin liqawmi ya'aqilun, for people who have got aqal and intelligence, they will understand and see the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that these people who make inkar, who are not prepared to accept, they are asking for the punishment, when the punishment is coming. But remember, a person must only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through his fadl and grace. Allah has got angels looking after us, in front of us, they are behind us. يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, they are protecting a person from the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these angels are looking after us and are protecting us. Some ulama have mentioned so beautifully. However, the enemy is making such effort to remove these angels. We learn in the hadith that لَا تَدْخُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بَيْتًا فِي كَلْبٌ وَلَا تَسَاوِيرٌ, the angels do not enter a house in which there are pictures, in which there is a dog. So if, for example, a person has got all of these pictures upon himself in his house, etc., it's all displayed, shown outward there, the angels do not enter such a place. So a person is deprived of the protection of the angels. So we have to be very careful in today's time, especially throughout the world, everywhere. This picture making, it's so common. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives severe warnings, أَشْتَدُ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُسَوِّرُونَ, the people will get the most severest punishment on the day of Qiyamah, those people who take pictures. Today, this has become so common in the past, it's still difficult, a person has to make a draw picture, or you have to have a camera, and then you have to go and pay so much money to get the negatives in it. But today on the cell phone, it's so easy, every person is just taking photos of all animate objects, whether it's animals, whether it's fish, whether it's human beings, and they are musawir, the person who is making pictures, who is taking pictures. And there are very, very severe warnings. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُسَوِّرِينَ, Allah Ta'ala curses those people who take these pictures. So we have to be very careful about them. And then especially displaying of pictures. This year removes the mercy, the angels of mercy from our homes. Many times also in our homes people have, example, they go to school, they get these trophies. So these trophies actually, you'll see many of them got heads on them. So the person displays it in his house, not realizing that this is actually a statue. It's not an idol, you're not worshipping it, but it's a statue. And this also draws away, takes away the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a person's house. We should make sure that we don't have such things in our homes. There's no head, it's a different story, but the head is there. So it's a full picture of a person, a human being. It's a major sin. And many times you go to some good people also, they don't realize it. They don't have other pictures, but they've got these trophies hanging in the houses or they place it somewhere. But this is completely haram. Is that permissible at all? And he turns away the angels of mercy from the houses of those people. Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that there are many people who accept the Quran Sharif. They are intelligent people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities which they have got within themselves. They are the people who yufuna bi ahadillah. They fulfill the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not break pacts and promises which they have made with people, human beings, or people, human beings also. And the pact which they have made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yasiluna ma amara Allahu bi ayyusal. Whoever Allah has commanded them to join ties with, they join ties. Whether it's their parents, their brothers, their family members, they join family ties with them. Where Allah ta'ala has commanded us. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they fear evil reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. They've got this fear always within themselves. They've got the quality of sabr within themselves. All kinds of sabr. Sabr to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abstain from guna and sin. And in difficult times and conditions, they've got this quality of sabr. And the object of this is they only seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They perform salat. They are spending the money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sirran wa ala niyatan. They hide also and spend the money. And openly also they spend the money. And whenever they do a sin, then they repel it with a good action. Immediately they realize they've done a wrong action. They make tawbah, istighfar, and try and do some good action in place of that. Or another meaning can be, وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ. Somebody causes harm to them, they do good to that other person. So these are intelligent people. Allah Ta'ala says for them it's very high levels in akhirat. And other people who break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not join ties, but Allah Ta'ala has commanded to join the pact which they have made. They did never ever fulfill them, and they cause fasad in the earth, they commit guna and sin in the earth. Ulaika lahumul la'natu wa lahum su'ud dar. For such people is Allah's la'nat and curse, and for them is an evil house and a very evil abode. They will be completely destroyed. And Allah Ta'ala says in this world, don't worry how much a person has got so much of money that he is successful. No. In the dunya, Allah Ta'ala grants rozi and sustenance. Allah yabsutu rizqa liman yasha wa yaqdir. For some people, Allah gives lot, some people give little, but this is not the object of life. The object of life is akhirat. The year after, we a person will see the true rewards. In this world, it's the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala gives. So do not become happy with this worldly life, because it is only a deception. It's a box of outward deception. And if a person really wants happiness in his life, Allah bi dhikri Allah tatma'innul qulub. It is only in the dhikr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where a person will find happiness of the heart. It is not in the outward glitter and glamour of this world. That is why so many rich people they are, and they are committing suicide. And so many poor people, they haven't got money, but they don't commit. They are living very happy lives. The happiness of the heart, it lies in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more obedient a person will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more happiness Allah ta'ala will grant to a person. And the more a person goes into guna and sin, he lives a life of sin, there is no happiness in that person's life. The last surah which was recited is Surah Ibrahim. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the maqsad of ba'atat, the reason why Allah ta'ala sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and the main thing was, kitabun anzalnahu ilayk, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a kitab which we have revealed it to you, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that you can take out the people from darkness towards light. So all kufr is darkness, sin is darkness, doubts are darkness, and the light of iman, the light of knowledge, the light of yaqeen, this will come when a person will follow the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. And here the ulama say very beautifully, Allah ta'ala said, kitabun, the kitab which we have revealed to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِتُخْرِجَ, so you must take out the people. So the kitab was not sufficient, but they had the kitabullah also we needed, and rijalullah, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person, he wants to follow the kitab himself, he will be misguided. He will need the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala said both things, we have sent the kitab to you, so you must take out the people. And Allah ta'ala refers to Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam also, that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam came with the same message. Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam told his people the same thing also, and we have sent kitab to him, an akhris qawmaka, O Musa, you take out your people from darkness towards light. So Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam did the same thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said one special thing which Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam told his people was, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will have the quality of shukr, you will be appreciative, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. I will definitely increase you. And on the other hand, if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٍ, then my punishment is very severe. Musa alayhi salatu wa sallam told the people, remember people, if you make nashukri to Allah ta'ala, or you make kufr, whoever is in the earth, every single person, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah is completely independent. Allah is full of praises. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need your praises, and He doesn't need whatever you are going to make. You're going to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are in need of it. So the more you will make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah will look after. Ulama say that shukr is such a thing which a person doesn't have. He draws those bounties and ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala towards him. And whatever he got, Allah will protect it and look after him because of the quality of shukr. So we must bring this quality of shukr within ourselves. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, whenever I left any masala in deen, I always make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, after the day. And how Allah ta'ala increased me in knowledge, and Allah ta'ala spread his knowledge in the whole world. So we must try to bring this quality also within ourselves. Whatever we learn, or whatever ni'mat and bounty we see of Allah ta'ala, immediately, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. By means of this, a person will progress spiritually very, very quickly. The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with a clear message, but unfortunately people were not prepared to accept, and they followed other people's lifestyles. And on the day of Qiyamah, those people, the kuffar also, they'll make bezari. They will say that today we've got nothing to do with you at all. And the biggest amongst them was Shaitan. He will stand up also on the day of Qiyamah and he will give his bayan. And he will tell the people, Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Allah promised you the truth. And I promised you and I went against, I spoke lies to you people. But I never have any force upon you people. I just gave you da'wat and I called you towards sin, evil life. You people accepted me. Now don't blame me, blame yourself. And I won't be able to help you now and you people can't help me now. And now today I am completely free from you people. So whether it's human beings who come and help and assist a person towards them, or whether it's Shaitan himself, on the day of Qiyamah they will all run away from a person, the person will be destroyed. But on the other hand, a person has got Iman, he's got Kalima Tayyiba. Allah Ta'ala says it's like a wonderful tree, which is the roots are very strong in the ground. The branches are up in the air, and it's giving fruits all of the time. So a person who has got his Iman very, very strong, he will get the benefit always. Throughout the year, throughout his life, he will be getting the benefits. The stronger his Iman is, the more benefits the person will be getting. On the other hand, a person has got an evil tree, evil kalima of kufr and shirk, an evil word. It's like a tree which is of no benefit to human beings. And eventually that tree is taken and put in fire. It's completely destroyed. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Also, he was a great Nabi of Allah. And he also came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with one message. Musa alayhi salam came and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with the message of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he made dua for Makkah Mukarramah, and the people must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed land. And he made dua that, oh Allah ta'ala, make me a person who performs salat, wa min dhurriyati, and my progeny also, they must make salat. One person say, I went to another person's house and I was surprised that the children were reading salat so well, and no problem. So I asked the person, how did you get your children? My child, I asked them, I begged them to perform salat and they don't want to read salat and they travel so much. So the person said, no, I read this dua every day. Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min thurriyati. And through the barakat of this dua, Allah Ta'ala has made my children that from their own side, they got desire to perform salat. So Allah Ta'ala, make me a person who is steadfast in salat, and my progeny also. Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. And then the last ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to those who make oppression and zulam, don't ever think Allah is unmindful of them. Allah is giving them chance and respite in this world. And Allah is delaying them for the day of Qiyamah, لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ, in which the eyes will be looking out of shock. When they won't be able to close. مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُسِهِمْ. People will be running like mad on the day of Qiyamah with great fear. And their heads will be pulled out. And their eyes will not turn back towards them. And their hearts will be completely void and empty of anything. There will be such fear in those people. So a person must never commit zulam and oppression, because he will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't ever think that I'm just leaving these people. I'm fully aware of the actions, whatever wrong a person is doing in this world. So if a person does right also, Allah ta'ala is fully aware of the day. And Allah ta'ala will definitely reward a person in the dunya also, in the qabr also, on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the pious people. And those people will follow the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in the lifestyle, in the teachings. Those people will be completely successful. Allah ta'ala give us true understanding.